One night during a thunderstorm, a little girl was screaming in her room. So her mother rushes inside to the room and find out what happened. It just turned out that she's just scared of the thunderstorm. So the mother asked her, why don't you just pray that God can protect you? You know that God is powerful. God can be with you. The little girl just said, I just want someone with skin to hold onto me. She just wants someone with skin to hold her tight. Today we just look at the Gospel of John, chapter 1, part of it. Although the Gospel of John do not have the typical narratives of Mary, Joseph, the nativity, the manger, baby Jesus, and the birth of Jesus. John did not start off with the genealogy of Jesus. But nevertheless, the Gospel of John gives us profound truth of the true meaning of Christmas. And that is, God became one of us. God took on skin to be with us. So today we are going to examine, extract three important ideas from John chapter 1. First of all, is that God became one of us, took on skin, so that we might know who God is. When John started to describe Jesus, he started off with the word, with a capital W. This English version is a translation of the Greek original. It's called Logos. And Logos, in the Greek culture, represents rational, logical principle that governs the world. You know, in most cultures, we always believe there is some kind of higher power. The Greeks think that it is Logos. For example, in Chinese, we talk about a force called Tao. Tao. And in the Star Wars movie, they talk about the Force. Now, may the Force be with you. So there's always something, the higher force, higher power, that every civilization believes that exists in this universe. And the English version translates this Logos, the Word. And I think it is very appropriate. Because the Word, capital W, indicates communication. It indicates a divine speech, God communicating with human. God took on skin. So what do we know about this word? The word. First of all, we know that from verse 1 and 2, it emphasizes the eternal existence of the word with God. word, this word, eternally exists before time together with God. And then in verse 3, it talks about this word is the agent who created our universe, our world. And then later on, John described that the word has a name. His name is called Jesus. In Matthew, book of Matthew, we talk about the name Jesus means God saves. Yeshua. Gospel of John talk about Jesus. The entire book is to emphasize Jesus is the Son of God. Jesus came on earth. Jesus is God's way of coming to us with skins on, so that we can know, when we look at Jesus, we know who God is. In John, the same chapter, verse 18, it says, "No one has ever seen God, but God, the one and only, who is at the Father's side, has made him known." Jesus is the one and only of God, who is with the Father, and through Jesus, we know God. Later on, as Jesus ministered in Palestine and have disciples, towards the end, the disciples, when Jesus said, "I'm going to leave you," the disciples was saddened, their hearts are saddened. And Philip asked, "Can you show us the Heavenly Father?" And Jesus said, in response to Philip, asking to be shown the Heavenly Father, he says, "Don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father." So Jesus is God with skins on. This is not just in the Gospel of John, even in other parts of the Bible. In Hebrew, the beginning, it says, "In the past, God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom he made the universe." So the author of Hebrews talk about in the past, God communicated with us through his prophets, ideas of who God the Father is. But in the last days, God communicated to us through his Son. Jesus is God with skins on. So God is, so says God, wants to reveal to us who he is through his Son, to communicate with us. And at this, God gone through great trouble of trying to communicate with us. Sometimes I wonder, how much do I desire to know God, to communicate with him? Sometimes it seems like we are kind of numb in communicate, in talking to God. We limit our prayer to God maybe 3 times a day, only before meals. And we seldom communicate with our Heavenly Father. The next year theme for our church is to pray continually. It does not mean that we are to close our eyes all the time to pray. But the idea is to be aware of God's presence and to put God as the center of our life. May this theme help us to increase our desire to pray to God, to be aware of His presence in our life. Second, this passage talks about God becomes one of us, took on skin, so that God knows who we are. The scripture says the Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. The Word became flesh. This higher power, the Word, took on skin. The Word became a baby who is vulnerable. Just imagine the living God of the universe needs someone to help to feed him. God came down on earth to identify with us, to know how, as a human being, what we've gone through. Baby Jesus needs to be fed. He needs someone probably to change his diaper. He cannot control his bladder. When young Jesus grew up, learning the trade of carpentry, he probably got splinters in his fingers. When he grew up, the gospel described Jesus as getting tired, thirsty, hunger, angry. And in the Bible story, it talks about Jesus experienced loneliness, betrayal, pain. Jesus wept. And on a cross, for sure, Jesus experienced suffering. It is one thing to read about pain. It is another to go through it yourself. In the scripture, it talks about Jesus felt that he was abandoned. And he cried out, my God, why has you forsaken me? Jesus took on skin, dwelt among us, the Word made flesh, so that he can identify with us, understand our experience and sufferings, understand the mess that we are in, the temptation that we face. Many of you remember this character. The large fish is called Gil. Remember? In Finding Nemo. His marine name is called Morris Idol. In Finding Nemo, Gil is a very wise, seasoned fish who give advice to Nemo's father's name? Marvin, Marlon, yeah, to how to find his son Nemo. But in reality, this is the real Morris idol. You know, I don't know how much you know about marine fish. Morris idol is very difficult to feed, to raise. I tried twice, and both times it fails. Cost me about $50 each. It is, in reality, this fish is very stubborn. He's very scared. When you try to go to a new tank and try to feed it, it refuses to eat. He's so scared, you know, every time you even drop feed and it's scared. I meant well. I just tried to tell him that it's good. Food is good for you. But for this fish, eventually he just refused to eat. And then usually after a week or so, the fish starve, die out of starvation. The fish rather starve to death than eating the fish, the food. I tried many different food. Even the food that the fish store, you know, recommends, this is the fish. But Morris idol is very particular. I wish sometimes I can become a fish to tell him, eat, it's good for you. Don't starve yourself to death. But I can, of course. The word become flesh. God came down to us to tell us that he understands us. He understands our situation, our pain, suffering, emotion, because he gone through all this. John Stock, in his book, The Cross of Christ, he shared about his own experience in receiving Jesus. He said, I could never myself believe in God if it were not for the cross. Because he says, in the real world of pain, how could one worship a God who was immune to it? In his spiritual journey, he visited some Buddhist temple in Asia. He looked at Buddha, is so serene, smiling, closing the eyes, as if above everything. But when he looked, come to Jesus, come to the cross, he understands, he says, this is the God I want to worship. Because this God understands me. The world became flesh and make his dwelling. Dwelling in the original word is the tabernacle. It means pitching his tent. So he says, the word became flesh and pitched his tent among us. You can translate it that way. It reminds us God is always want to be among his people. In Exodus, they says, Exodus, when God led the Israelites out of Egypt into the wilderness, God ordered Moses to build a tabernacle for them, for him. It says, then have them make a sanctuary for me, and I will dwell among us. Make this tabernacle and all its furnishings exactly like the pattern I will show you. So you see, God is always wants to be close with us. He make because he understands us, identify with us. That means when we have problems, disappointment, issues, we can always go to Jesus. He understands. God became flesh and took on skin so that we might become like him. In verse 12, it says, he was in the beginning, it says, yet to all who received him, to those who believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. And this is, these children are born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. Because it is God who paid the price so that we, through Jesus, can be reconciled and become children of God. As children, we imitate our parents, right? Whether you know it or not, or whether you like it or not, you imitate your children, your parents, right? And I see Veronia and Farrakha. I can see Lee and William, whether they like it or not. The first time I see the Reverend Fong's brother in Ottawa and also in Alberta, I just cannot stop smiling because they look just, the expression is just exactly the same as Reverend Fong. They probably pick up them from their father. So when we become children of God, it is not a one-time affair. It is a lifelong relationship. As Christians, our life goal is to become more and more like Jesus Christ. Our life as children of God will be transformed. In Jesus' disciples, for example, Peter. Remember that Peter was used to be very not cool about suffering? When Jesus was saying, you know, who do you think I am? Peter said, okay, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And then later on, right away, Jesus said, you know, I'm going to suffer and be killed. What did Peter say? Suffering is not cool, you know. Suffering, take him aside, you know. Don't do it. Peter doesn't like suffering. Don't walk the path of the cross. But eventually, you know what? First and Second Peter, mostly about suffering. We rejoice in suffering. Follow Christ's example. Peter have experienced transformation. Similar to Apostle John. Apostle John, together with his brother James, Jesus gave them a nickname. It's called Boanerges, which means son of thunders. These two brothers are hot-tempered creatures, sons of thunders. And it shows in the gospel story. It says, one time Jesus and the disciples went to a Samaritan village, and the Samaritans don't treat them well. And John and James said to God, Jesus said, Lord, why don't we call down fire from heaven and burn these people? And So he is really a hot-tempered fellow. But you know what? First, second, and third John. Apostle John's are called the apostle of love. First John is just basically to help with that. Love God, love one another. You know? Jesus transformed John. So Jesus, God came to become us so that our life can be transformed to be like Jesus, to be like God. St. Augustine says, the Son of God became a son of man so that we might become the sons and daughters of God. So that it is how true, I think, the Son of God became a son of man so that we might become the sons and daughters of God. So let us trust in God's supernatural power to transform us by following Jesus' teaching. Last night, if you were here, Pastor Wu talked about, you know, forgiving your people who are on the road 7 times. Jesus said, you know, if someone offends you, forgive that person 70 times, 7 times, you know. Just practice it. I'm sure that will transform your life. So in this Christmas season, let us reflect on the Gospel of John. It tells us Jesus, the birth of Jesus, is God became one of us, all of us, so that put skin on, so that we can know who God is, because God can know who we are, how we experience, and so that we can become like God.